If you have kids, you know that every year there's a popular, hard-to-find holiday toy that you have to stand in line for.
Cabbage Patch Kids, Transformers.
So yes.
I try to think of
those
it right
hamsters.
Now. This year, the It toy has been sold out for weeks, which has opened the door for fraud. We see that every year. Consumer investigator Chris Kimura joins us now and tell us about these, what do you call them?
Fingerlings. Yes, fake fingerlings. I think we've hit a sore spot here, haven't we? All right, we were tipped off to these knockoffs by one of our eagle-eyed response producers. We did a little digging around and found the forgery is rampant. It could also put your child's safety at risk. One of our response producers bought fingerlings on Walmart.com, and this is what she got. It looks like the real thing, and the packaging is nearly identical. It's not until you compare it to authentic fingerlings that you see the major difference. The name fingerlings is missing on the packaging. A keen eye might catch other clues that this fingerling is bogus. Check out how batteries is misspelled. An NBC viewer in New Jersey had a similar experience. She bought two fingerlings on Walmart.com.
The second one that I received came in not as a fingerling, but as a happy monkey. Not the color, not looking like it, not the brand, nothing like that.
As it turns out, the maker of fingerlings is suing more than 150 companies for knocking off its blockbuster toy. Consumers who've been duped into buying a fake need to know there are potential safety concerns for kids. Counterfeit toys bypass federal safety inspections.
The two concerns with counterfeit products are that, one, they could pose a choking hazard, particularly if they're small parts. The second concern would be that there are unhealthy toxics that are in the product.
We haven't heard about any safety issues with these knockoffs, though we wondered, how did Walmart end up with the fakes? The company confirmed it wasn't selling them. Instead, they were sold by a third party on its website. After the response team reached out to Walmart, it booted those sellers from its site, saying it has zero tolerance for people selling fake goods. It also issued a full refund.